Hey guys, I just wanted to talk about how to build initiative, motivation, and also self-confidence in ways that you can replicate to other people. And one of those is very common to everybody. And this will be a three-part series, so this is part one, just how to find motivation. When somebody is bringing good energy to their life, they start to think about what things are going to happen. And they start to find motivation when they do these things. When you don't take action for where you want to be in life, you get stuck. And when you're stuck, most people end up doing some kind of like a liquor, alcohol, drugs to justify to themselves why they're not getting what they want out of life. Now, if you ever catch yourself thinking that way, liquor and drugs does not help motivate you. It just changes your mood. And when your mood changes, it's nothing wrong with that. It's just, if you want longer lasting motivation, you gotta have a goal in mind, an idea, something to shoot for, and something that's not, oh, I can go grab it on the shelf. Something that's like out of reach, but not out of sight. And why do I say this? I say this because a lot of people do not understand that goal setting and goal achievement goes hand in hand with your motivation. If you're not motivated to go out and get something, even though you've planned it out, you're not going to achieve it with rapid Godspeed. And that's the difference between people that achieve a lot and people that just say they want to. Even for myself, I always want to put myself in an area where I can stretch. If I say I want a small goal and I haven't even made the first step, it's kind of hard to get that bigger goal in my head because I'm worried about the smallest details. And the biggest thing for me to find my motivation is to understand what I need to get, not what I want to have, what I need to get out of it. And that can be knowledge, it can be experience, it can be me finding out who I am, my identity, and also it can be just being able to grow personally, professionally, financially, in any goal that I set. And same goes for you. If you want to grow for 2019 from now and you feel like you're stuck from the beginning of the year to now, stop thinking about those resolutions that you had set, because those weren't goals. Goals have a deadline. And part of being motivated is you have to give yourself a carrot daily, weekly, monthly. And then something after a month is usually whereby a lot of people lose track or they get unsettled, distracted, and then they just lose hope altogether because they are not making the necessary steps. Now, the best part about it is finding your why, and what you do is what determines how you do it. If I know why you want something and what you're gonna do about it, I can tell you how you're gonna do or to what level or competency you're gonna do things at. Even for me, like putting myself in a new environment, learning something new, like a new skill or even a new thing that I haven't done, yes, at first it becomes a challenge. And then once it stops becoming a challenge and it's natural to you, does that help you reach your goal? No, because now you have to challenge yourself to either teach somebody else the same skill, the same mindset, the same strategy, or you can take your whole challenge to another level by seeing how can you improve and refine. And if you can't refine your methods, make them efficient, you're not making any progress. Now, as human beings, the one thing I know we all want is progress. It may not be something we want, it may be something somebody else wants, but we all want to adapt, grow, develop, or even advance in life. And if you don't see yourself making progress within the first time you do something, the first couple times, a lot of people give up. And the reason why they give up is, again, because motivation is being rewarded daily, weekly, monthly. I can say a year from now, I can say 5 years, but most people don't even have a 5-year plan. They have a today plan. So get right today. Now, back to the topic. The reason why a lot of people are saying they want to be motivated, but they can't find it is because they don't understand why they want something. And it could be deeper than just, oh, I want financial security. Oh, I want to have freedom of time. It can be even more saying that they just want to be able to be there for people. They just want to be able to give back to their community. They just want to be able to love on their kids, their family members that they didn't receive. And if somebody's not able to clarify that, that's when a lot of confusion starts to happen in somebody's life. Now, even more, making those changes in my life or seeing the progress that I wanted was just being able to picture myself and visualize that I'm able to do something. I belong. I'm one of the crew. Even if I didn't deserve certain things, I always felt that I deserved it first before I actually received it. If you don't ever have that mindset to things and you're waiting for people to give you something, then you'll always be one step behind by saying that you're waiting for somebody else to stop so you can shine. Instead of you just shining because you want to and you feel like you're there, you feel like you belong, you feel like you deserve that shine and you going out and getting that shine. Now, some people are very like, oh, I don't think this will work for me. I don't think that will work for me. And with finding your motivation and why you do what you do, you have to kind of have a back door or blinders on, like a thoroughbred. And I'm not saying this out of some spite or these are the best tips you can give somebody, and I have all the knowledge. No, I'm not saying none of that. I'm just saying from experience and watching people, human psychology is very instant gratification. If I don't get this, I don't get that, then I don't deserve this, I don't deserve that. Or you have those people that are gonna stay in their lane, never change, never learn something new, never grow. And they hate themselves internally for it, but they keep doing it because they can't feel comfortable outside of that environment. And if you don't understand that with motivation and finding motivation, sometimes what motivates you is right outside of your comfort zone. It may be something that attracts you to somebody. It may be something you wanted since you were a kid. It may be something you've seen happen. Maybe somebody got a $1 million check. Maybe somebody won the lottery. Maybe somebody drives a supercar. I saw like two McLarens today, and I was like, would I ever want to drive that car? Yeah, I would want to drive that car, but I'm not concerned with that car because I already have my own. Now, for people that don't have that kind of motivation is probably stronger because they don't have it versus somebody that does have the opportunity, the lifestyle, the education, the knowledge, and also the fortitude to go out and do things. If somebody that has those things is making excuses, get rid of them. Get them out of your life because they aren't going to slow you down if you're trying to make a change from I'm shy to I can go in any crowd and perform. I can talk to people because if you get rid of those people, their magnetic, charismatic energy won't influence your future. Because you won't be so much comparing yourself to somebody you're not. Now, that's my main gist on finding your motivation. If you have any tips, any comments, anything you want to add, feel free to leave a message on my podcast and I will be able to contact you or send you something back and feature you. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, bro.